That's enough. Normal view.
Normal view. Normal view. Normal view. Normal view.
Hello and welcome to the Normal View podcast. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Niall.
And today, Niall is several hundred miles away from me.
By choice.
Yeah. We are really taking this social distancing thing to its extreme.
Yeah, we saw all your comments and we decided it was the best thing to do for me to leave.
Yeah, I am, though, recording from a bowling alley, so.
And I am recording from a Papa John's, but they don't seem too mad.
Well, I mean, who's going to a Papa John's right now?
Fair. It's kind of funky
white
pizza,
supremacist
isn't
pizza.
It? Oh, yeah. Really? I was like, ooh, awkward.
Well, yeah, apparently the white supremacist guys really like Papa John's.
Aw, I feel bad that I said Papa John's. Okay, what about Shakey's?
Shakey's is good.
All right, I'm at
Shakey's. Shakey's has no political affiliation.
Yeah, Shakey's just has, what are those potato wedges?
Mojos.
Mojos, oh my God.
Yes. Well, speaking of things that happened in the 90s, we saw a movie, one of the last movies we actually saw in the theater before you went home. That was called The Little Things.
It really is just The Little Things.
Yeah, no, it's I enjoyed it.
I liked it too. I think the ending, this is going to be spoilers because I know it's still out where you can see it. But
it's available on HBO Max. So.
Yeah, but I think you do need to, or if you can see it in the theater, but I think we do need to talk about stuff that's kind of spoiler to even talk about the movie.
But I gotcha.
Yeah, no, I think.
Yeah,
I liked
we're good.
It. Go ahead.
Now, I'm just saying the next movie we're going to talk about, you can't really spoil. So this is just a spoiler warning for this one.
Yeah, just for this one. But I liked the movie. Yeah. I think the ending helped me tie it together. I'm like, all right. And it definitely went in a different direction than I assumed.
Oh, yeah. No, it's... and it was like, there's a lot of twisty-turny bits in this, too. It's... Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, it was a good mystery story. And even though they, like... really, 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 like, put it on Front Street. Like, this is the person that's going to be the murderer. You're going to see this, and you're going to think he's the murderer. He's the murderer, murderer, murderer. Yeah. Like, no.
I mean, to be fair, when I see Jared Leto, I assume he's the murderer.
Well, yeah, because it's, you know, he looks like a murderer.
I think he's had a rough time. He's probably like the nicest guy. Maybe he's not, but like he's probably the nicest guy.
He's a weirdo.
Is
it's
he weird?
The thing. Like, yeah, he's a weirdo. He's above Johnny Depp level weirdo.
Oh, like I think it's where he's trying to be a weirdo.
Yeah, well, and he bought like a abandoned military bunker in the side of a mountain for his house. Like, it's,
well, that sounds fun.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just like.
The apocalypse happens. He's set. If that's a military bunker,
I guess.
I don't know. I think, well, now I'm more on his side. Now that sounds funky and fun.
Well, yeah, and apparently he was added more into the new Justice League Snyder cut.
Oh, yeah, like the Joker's in it or something.
As the Joker, yeah.
Which everybody went, no.
Yeah, like, and I... There's a lot of times people are like, oh, I don't know why this actor is being for this role, blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't judge people until I see them in the role.
Yeah.
Like, you know, a lot of people were like, oh, I can't believe they picked,
Heath Ledger?
Yeah, for the Joker. It's like he was in Brokeback Mountain and he's like a teenage heartthrob. He's not going to play the Joker. It's like, no. He's an actor. He acted really well.
He got an Oscar for it.
Yeah, after his death. And he's the only person so far, I think, that has gotten an Oscar for a superhero movie.
Yeah, like, I was going to say, especially back then, superhero movies weren't winning any kind of Oscar.
Oh, yeah.
Aside from, like, sound or something.
Well, yeah, and I mean, like, the Oscar-winning movie Suicide Squad for their makeup effects.
Yeah.
I love the fact that they're like Oscar-winning movie, Suicide Squad.
Well, because I mean, I would put it in there too if I was the marketing. Yeah. Like, you're not gonna put it in there.
Yeah, no, it's Oscar win. It won an Oscar.
I wanted to like that movie so bad, especially when I worked at the movie theater when they were putting the poster up. I was so jazzed for it because it had Harley Quinn. It had all the other characters. I will say
it wasn't a terrible movie.
I think they needed more time.
Disjointed, but yeah.
I think it needed more time.
And they also
needed
to not have two different production companies work on it.
Yeah. And I heard that in the very beginning, it was supposed to be a lot darker, less like trying to be funny. And it was more like a serious, which maybe if they had stuck to that and been committed to it, it would have been better.
Well, they were trying to copy James Gunn without being James Gunn.
Well, then don't. Like, but sometimes it's like, don't copy it then. Like, you know.
Well, that's why I have higher hopes for the new one, because, you know, that is directed by James Gunn. Like,
yeah,
you want that kind of humor, you're get the guy that does it.
Also, yeah. I'm so excited because Nathan Fillion's going to be in it.
Oh, yeah. And he's playing Arm Falling Off Boy.
I'm so excited for that. That sounds amazing. Yeah,
it's going to be ridiculous and fun.
No, yeah, I'm going to see
and, it. John Cena as like, you know, a superhero. That's going to be interesting too.
Yeah, they always pick people you're like, okay, sure.
Yeah,
neat.
And John Cena had like a lot of movies that are like not really coming out until later.
So we're gonna get like a wave of John Cena.
Yeah, because he was in the next Fast and Furious movie apparently as Dom's long lost brother.
Oh. Okay,
and that got pushed back a year.
Oh,
and yeah, you know, all that stuff. So,
I mean, look how much Wonder Woman was pushed back. Like, I think they filmed it in 2018.
This tangent will tell you about how much we were really super involved in the little things.
Yeah,
it's not a bad movie.
We're trying
it's
to buy good, time.
It's a good movie. Rami Malek's a good actor. He was great as the detective in it. You know. Always Denzel Washington's a great actor.
I think my most issue is I liked the idea. It was a cool idea. It had a cool twist. It, you know, it just seemed a little rough edited. And I told you that even after the
movie's and over. You're like, you thought the music choices were a little off. You thought they could have like cut this scene, brought down this amount of time, had it move a little faster.
There are certain scenes. Like, well, we'll talk about the movie. And then, it has Denzel Washington as a sheriff in another county, I believe.
Yeah. He's the county above LA County.
Yeah, let's see if I...
Yeah.
But, yeah, he was deputy sheriff, and he used to work in the Los Angeles area where Rami Malek works now. And technically, you find out that Rami Malek took his old job.
Yeah, because he was a detective for LAPD.
Yeah, and so then
he decided to move to Kern County and become a sheriff.
Yeah, and so you don't really think much of it. You're like, all right, whatever. And he has to go deliver some evidence to, or pick up evidence for this case that they have back there. Yeah. And then while they do that, everyone does the... Because first, you'd have no idea that he used to work there or that he was involved in there at all. Yeah,
you just see a sheriff coming and being told you got to go to LA and pick up something, and he's really against it.
Yeah. So he goes there, and then every person he walks by, he goes, so-and-so? And he's like, hey. He's like, what are you doing here? And then everybody's like, wow, why is everybody weird? Either they're really happy to see him, or they're really like, why are you here? Leave.
Yeah, no, and it was, and it's been hinted that there's like the reason that he had to leave, like through the whole movie.
Yeah, like there was a reason that he ended up deciding to leave. And then even when he meets his friend that works in the morgue, like she shows him the thing that reminds her of what happened that day.
And it's just like, what happened?
So what happened? And then so there's a current case going on that there was a guy killing women in the LA area, I believe.
Yeah, and he's like posing them and like putting a bag over their head but leaving them nude. That's why the movie's rated R. Like, I mean,
yeah, that's really the only reason.
There's not really any profanity in the movie. There's not even really like crazy amounts of action violence. It's just they have crime scenes with naked people. Like, it's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so, and then you kind of find... At first when I was watching it, I was thinking, oh, is this going to be like The Equalizer 3? With like Denzel Washington? Like, is he going to be like a... It's slightly in the sense of like, he's a really good detective.
Well, yeah, but it would make sense that he's a good detective. It's not...
Yeah, that's the only thing where you actually get like a background of like, no, him being good at his job's deserved because he used to do that before.
Yeah, and it's like, apparently he was forced into retirement by having a heart attack because of the case he was working on.
Yeah.
And so that's why he went and became a sheriff. And then we find out as we're going, like, he thinks the new serial killer has something to do with a serial killer that he was trying to catch when he was a detective. And so he like takes time off from his sheriff job to help the new detective, Rami Malek, try and figure out who killed these people.
Yeah.
And he gets extra obsessive about it. Like, he puts the case files up on the wall where he's staying and like stares at him in the middle of the night. Like,
yeah. And he has this thing where when he like stares at the wall, he can see the victims.
Yeah. And they're like staring back at him, like, in kind of like a why kind of look.
Yeah. It's like, you didn't do it, my guy. And at first I was like, did he? But that was one scene where it was where he was in that room and telling Rami Malek that he just needs one chance to get into Jared Led's apartment to find the evidence to prove anything.
That Jared Leto's the one that did it, yeah.
Yeah, and then so while they're talking, the music that starts playing, like, I get it ties with later music, but the music that starts playing is very uplifting and inspirational sounding.
Yeah,
and I'm
like,
he's trying to get permission. Yeah, he's trying to get permission, but you're sounding like he just graduated
into someone's house. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's darkly lit and everything. But it's just like this, like they're about to get married type of music. And I'm like, what? It just kind of pulled me out of it.
Kind of that weird. The music didn't really match the tone through most of it.
Yeah. And there are scenes where if they're talking on the bridge, it's like, oh, and then he would get called over to go talk to the other guy. So Denzel Washington would just be sitting there and then it would just pan to them on the bridge. It's like, it just felt choppy where it just felt like, oh wait, yeah, we forgot to film that part. Or I just meet him at the bridge.
Well, yeah, there wasn't even dialogue like, here, let me go tell you about what happened or whatever. It was just, we're on a bridge now.
Yeah, I escaped somehow. But
yeah, no, that's one of my favorite jokes from, if you guys can find it, it's called Thumb Wars by a dude named, what is his name? His last name's Odenkirk. And
Bob Odenkirk?
No, not Bob Odenkirk. Different Odenkirk. But yeah, he's the same guy who like did Jimmy Neutron and stuff. Like, it's...
I just typed because I was gonna type thumb more so I could look for it, but for some reason I just typed thumb, and I don't know what I was gonna accomplish with just typing thumb.
It's like, I found pictures of thumbs. Yeah, but
his name's Steve Odenkirk.
Yeah, so yeah, they did Star Wars, but they just made like their thumbs or the faces.
Yeah, and it's like 30 minutes too. It's not long.
Yeah. No, and so that they can skip over like most of the Death Star stuff. It's just Princess Leia bursting through the hallway saying, I escaped somehow. And then they get on the Millennium Falcon and fly off.
Oh, it was so good. Yeah. And they have like obviously like a little honey sticky buns on her ear, like on her head. And it's really funny.
It's hilarious, yes.
The fact that we're talking about another movie while we're trying to talk about the little
things. No, that's our problems with the little things.
It was fun. It was good, but it's hard to talk about.
And it was a great concept. Like, I will say. Yeah. And the fact that they said it in the 90s gets rid of all the like, well, why didn't they just use a cell phone? Or why didn't they just have this?
Not gonna lie, I really didn't notice. I think I asked you in the movie. I couldn't tell that it was the 90s until I got confused by all the cars driving.
Well, that's because it was at the very beginning of the movie. It said, you know, wherever 1990.
I guess I was looking away or something.
Yeah.
Well, also, no, I thought that was a flashback, so I thought this was a flash forward.
No, because the person you see in that first scene is later being questioned at the police station.
But for me, I feel like that's why that movie was a little confusing, because just to me, it wasn't super obvious. You had to work to figure it out.
Yeah, no, they left a lot of stuff like, oh, the audience will get that. Oh, the audience will get that.
Look it in post, and you're like, what?
Sometimes you have to tell the audience things. I know the whole thing is show, don't tell. It's a visual medium, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But sometimes to make things make sense, you have to say, this is what's happening.
Yeah. It'd be funny if they just turned, we think it's Jared Leto, and then turn back. But so Jared Leto seems like the most obvious person because he's weird. He knows a lot about the crime, though. You find out when he turns himself in that he's turned himself in before and they've had to release him.
Yeah, because there's no evidence for him.
But it is weird that he knows.
Yeah, but then they also, when I will say one of the best scenes of the movie was when Denzel Washington goes into the apartment and he's looking for evidence.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jared Leto catches on. There's probably something skeezy going on because he was invited to a bar by the detective to get him out of the house.
Yeah.
And so he calls 911 and says there's a police officer that's been shot at his apartment so that the police will show up quickly to that apartment.
Which was very smart.
Yeah, and then watching Denzel Washington like heft himself onto the roof so he doesn't get caught by the cops that are searching the place. Like it's
That's pretty kind of
hilarious. It's like a raccoon trying to scramble up something.
And then he's just sitting there like breathing hard.
Yeah, and then he just like climbs down the drain pipe and like gets away.
Like, yeah, and then one of the things that he was trying to maybe find a red beret because the last person that went missing was wearing a red beret, and that's the only thing they really had to go off of because they never found her.
Yeah. Oh, and then all the stuff that he this is into spoiler territory.
Yeah.
All the stuff that Denzel Washington found in the apartment when he was searching is kind of circumstantial. There's not anything that's legitimately like this is what happened. Like there was clippings of murders and things, but it's could just be a weirdo, you know?
At that point, you just think, oh, well, maybe he's just weird because he had a police scanner. So maybe that's how he knew about the location of the crime.
I also love the fact that the police scanner is such a big jump scare in that.
Oh, man, I did a little bit of a,
because he's like looking around, being real quiet. And then the police scanner goes, it's like, because it's silence and then like jarring radio traffic.
It's a perfect time to choke on popcorn. You're just like, oh,
no. And it was, again, good movie through most of it. It's just, it had logical leaps and a really bleak ending.
I like the ending though.
Yeah.
Just because in the end, so the big secret for Denzel Washington is that when he was working on that murder, there was one woman that was a victim that was still alive wandering around trying to find help. And for some reason, for however it looked, he was startled by her and assumed that she was the bad guy and shot her.
Well, if you had just found two dead bodies propped up like they're having tea in the middle of like, you know, a park next to a river, and somebody just comes out of the bushes at you, I would shoot too. Like this is,
I mean, yeah, but it's hard. Yeah. So then that makes it to where he killed that Vic girl. And that's what he had his breakdown about. And then, so that was the thing that everybody, his friends and colleagues kind of covered up for him. And so he moved.
Well, yeah. And then that also, the coroner lady said that it was a death caused by the serial killer. Mm-hmm. And not by the police officer's bullet. She took the bullet out and said that has nothing to do with it.
Even though that wasn't true.
Yeah. And that's why she had the bullet on her keychain as this is, you know, reminding me of that night. So never again kind of thing.
Yeah. So his problem was that he obsessed with something to the point where he kind of forced to try to find something and actually kill someone. And so he needs to start his life over, but he still has that guilt. Now, the sad part is really interesting how in the very beginning it kind of foreshadows, because the main guy at the cop place, I don't know why I'm like cop place, but
you know, the sheriff,
the captain told Rami Malek, hey, yeah, stay away from him, he's bad news. And so, but they ended up working together, yeah, and you think he's a good help, but it turns out Denzel Washington's just taking him down that same path, which was a really fun kind of twist.
Causing the
obsession,
causing the issues, yeah.
Yeah, because Rami Malek had it where he was more distant.
And he really should have stayed away from...
Yeah.
Yeah, he really should have stayed away from Denzel Washington, yeah.
Yeah, because in the end, Jared Leto was like, oh, do you want to see where I buried the body? But we kind of assume at this point now, he's just lying to be weird. And so Rami Malek goes with them because he really wants to prove that it's this guy, because Denzel Washington's kind of convinced him that it's him too. And so they drive out without Denzel Washington, and they start digging holes, and he's getting so frustrated, and Jared Leto is, at, you know, leading him on and agitating him, and he should have been calm, and he shouldn't have gone in the first place.
Yeah, no, that's the big thing, is he shouldn't have agreed to go with him or anything like that. And it's just, it was a stupid thing for Rami Malek to do. And when Jared Leto just pushes him past the point, he turns around, hits him with a shovel, kills him.
And he's like, oh.
And so, and then Denzel Washington shows up and he's like, okay, we'll get this fixed. So Denzel Washington goes and he gets like all the stuff out of the dude's apartment. Closes it, bags it all up, takes everything away, makes it look like he left town, skipped town, you know, takes the dude's car, gives it to a homeless dude, you know, like that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And then, and also too, Rami Malek is also like, it had to be him, right? It was him. It was him. And then, you know, you kind of have the, like, oh, we don't know it's him. So at the end go ahead.
I'm sorry. That was a huge thing. So when Denzel Washington gets back, Rami Malek has dug like 9 or 10 more holes.
Because he's trying to prove that there was a girl.
He's trying to be like, if I can find proof, then I can justify killing this dude, you know?
And killing this innocent, weird man.
Yeah, and but there's nothing there.
And so you kind of get that, oh, are they going to just end it like that? But no. So you kind of later pan to Rami Malek sitting in his house watching his kid swim, but he's just like gone, like staring off into the distance. And
yeah, and he's like, he's having the same kind of flashbacky things as Denzel Washington had for the girl that was out jogging that got murdered.
And then so, but then he gets a little package from, I believe, him, and he opens it up and he sees a red beret. So that shows that when Denzel Washington went into the apartment, he found that red beret. So it kind of gives him like, okay, I didn't kill an innocent man.
Yeah,
it
gives him
it,
a bit of closure. Yeah.
Yeah, so we couldn't prove it. So he would have his sanity. And then later you find when back a little, probably fast or backward, when he's burning all of that guy's stuff, he is burning everything. And then he takes a pack of recently bought berets and one's missing.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's more than likely that red beret that he sent him. But he gave Rami Malek closure so he doesn't become the bittered, divorced person living in the middle of nowhere, you know?
Yeah, it doesn't become him.
Yeah.
But then it was like, oh, wow, the captain was really right. Don't be involved with Denzel Washington. That was kind of like, was that the whole point of the movie, is how we felt? Or like, don't hang out with Denzel Washington?
I'm guessing that's, you know, the whole thing. Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. So we were originally going to talk about this movie and the other one that we saw, Psycho Goreman, but we're at 24 minutes right now.
I know. And I think because we were just like, oh, we'll just fill time. And then we ain't filled up too much time.
No, but hey. So our recommendation is, if you want to see The Little Things, I would go see it. It's kind of a interesting movie to see. It's one of those few where it's not going to like slap you in the face with violence or anything.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's creepy.
Very still like a whodunit And but they show you, but they don't show you. Yeah, that's one thing I think.
It's a thriller, though. It's, I will say.
I do like my one thing that I do appreciate. You never really do get closure on who did it. You never do get to find out.
Yeah. And the even when they bring in like the FBI people, it's like, well, they match this description and based on the profiling. And it's like the Jared Leto character to a T.
But yeah, like pretty much him just waving high.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think, you know, we're going to stop it here more than likely. This is going to be our The Little Things on podcast. And then we're going to talk about the other movie that we watched next time. So until next time, I've been Cliff.
And I've been Niall.
Normal view.
Normal view.
That's enough. Normal view.